simply irresistible. I have to attract the attention of a young man riding out to yet another battle against an enemy that cannot be defeated. I have to excite his compassion for my position, inspire his sympathy for my needs, and stay in his memory long enough for him to do something about them both. And this is a man who has beautiful women flinging themselves at him every night of the week, and who has 100 claimants for every post in his gift. He is a usurper and a tyrant, my enemy and the son of my enemy, but I am far beyond loyalty to anyone but my sons and myself. My own father rode out to the Battle of Towton against this man who now calls himself King of England, though he is little more than a braggart boy. I have never seen a man as broken as my father when he came home from Towton, his sword arm bleeding through his jacket, his face white, and said that this boy, this 18-year-old boy, was a commander such as they had never seen before, and our cause is lost, and we are all without hope while he lives. Those of us left in England did not surrender readily. The battles went on and on to resist the false king, this boy of York. My own husband was killed commanding our cavalry.